Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today, John Koppel joins us again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Damn, that voice was sexy cool.
A new, deeper voice.
It wasn't deep. It was like the whispers, like caramel smooth.
It wasn't deep?
The caramel smooth voice.
It was deep and smooth.
I think we're going to do a more gentle approach, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
Like a NPR fresh air type of thing.
We didn't know
I'm here for my expertise today.
Radio voice, dog.
We didn't even know this was coming. Wow.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, it fucking feels good right now. Like, it feels good.
Something just possessed and came through you, and it's right.
There was too much energy before we started rolling. I'm like, you know what?
I got to bring it down.
People are tuning in to have us be low energy. Let's switch it up.
No way.
All
right, let's get right. Let's get right to the first topic. Because we've got a lot of good ones.
You are all business, Ms. Wolf.
America's losing nuns. We rarely turn on the news, but it was on for a second, and it was the big headline, and I was like, well, yeah, that makes
sense. We accidentally saw the news as I was changing channels to something else, so we accidentally saw the news for a second. Nuns are disappearing, bro. What's your take?
No, it's harder to recruit. Not a lot of women want to make that celibacy vow, I guess, and live that life.
Bro, I delivered to a convent the other day. And it was nice as fuck. I was like, I wish I lived in this fucking castle.
I think that it's not that much fun to be a nun, because not only is there the celibacy thing, but now you'll get in trouble if you incorporate like corporal punishment. Like, nuns used to beat the shit out of the kids, and I think that was maybe part of the appeal.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
You think they liked it? You think they liked
beating
the kids?
Now they'll just get in trouble. There's less leeway. Everyone's cracking down.
And like, they used to be able to be strict. And I feel like if you're a nun and you don't fuck, you be chilling and you
have a lot of aggression.
You adhere to all those strict rules. You should be able to beat some ass of a kid who doesn't want to do some half the shit you're doing.
There's a lot of tension. If you can't curse, you can't really. Do they drink? The nuns? They probably.
Don't know. I know priests drink hard.
They get hammered.
Priests drink hard.
Oh yeah,
hammered.
Yeah. So I went to college at Tulane, and one of our friends went to Loyola, New Orleans, and he became friends with a priest. It's a very Jesuit university, and I would I kind of like priests, even though I'm a Jew. Like, I like holy people. They're interesting. They've got a lot of, you know, good thoughts. And he was getting hammered one day, and he was like, a lot of Jews at that Tulane. You know, you could probably pass for one. And we had a belly laugh. You know, you fuck.
You didn't tell him?
No, man. He was a sweet old man.
Especially racist priests. Like there's every old man who's like over 60 is like pretty racist still. Like, yeah. They just grew up where being racist was fine. Everyone was racist and they talked about it. So it's really fucking funny to hang out with an old man who's still extremely
racist. I disagree. I find it off-putting, and I try to avoid, if they're like actually racist, I can't just be like, ha ha ha.
No. There's no hate in the old man's racism. There's just, they think other cultures are hilarious. So it's just funny to see what they'll say like around normal people. It's just fucking funny.
I think that there are plenty of real racist old men. But then what Siege, I think, is saying, I'm going to try to interpret, is guys that don't think that they're racist at all, they might even be progressive, but then they'll be like, but we all know that, you know, insert horrible thought. You know, when you get a couple of Chinese in the room, you're like, okay, take it easy, stop.
See, and that horrifies me. Like, whenever that moment happens is the moment I usually don't ever hang out with that person again.
The moment I'm like, this dude is hilarious.
You see,
when
you're the younger guy in that scenario and you don't admonish them or join in, then they get really comfortable. And then you can hear some wild shit. It's not bad.
This is why you two were very close friends.
Yeah. It's just funny to see how comfortable they are with the racism. Like, they're just like, it's so at home to them. Like, it's so, you know, there's nothing
wrong
with it.
Which is disturbing.
No one could ever tell them there was anything wrong with it. It's just the way things are. So, like, it's just funny it's like you're looking through a window, like, you know, six decades and then seeing what it looked like.
Oy.
It is fascinating. I've been to places in my neighborhood and I've had like old men say racist shit to me and like, I don't even know you.
But like that's their opener. Like,
boy, this neighborhood's changed a lot over the past 20 years. I don't know if you know, but you know, now I walk around, I see like all kinds of Hispanics.
I'm horrified
by
that.
Like, not to say anything prejudice or anything, and then he says something like outlandish. And I'm like, all right, I don't know. Do I have racist face? You seem awfully comfortable telling me this.
Yeah, when that happens, which doesn't happen too often anymore, I just kind of give him this horrified, judgmental face, which I think can be, I think it's poignant. I think it touches deep when I do it. It's like, ew, ew to the ew, ew. Like
that,
and then
that bitch really touched me deep. After I would say that, try to say that racist shit to her.
I was just making good sense, and she gave me this look.
I think they need to know that like racism's fucked. It's not okay. Like if you're not evolving, that's on you. And also, nuns should never hit kids. No one should hit kids. I just need to say that.
What if they're being really bad?
No. N-O-C-G.
I don't think that nuns should ever hit kids. I'm just saying that it's not unfounded. They used to beat the shit out of kids at these schools and these
convents. And that wasn't okay. Like, there are so many people who graduated from Catholic school and they have nightmare
stories.
Extremely
great computer scientists and other, among other things, because they got the good beatings that set them on the right path. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
baby. You sound like a monster today. What? We sound like complete opposites. How do we do it?
I don't know. Everybody's such pussies these days. I feel like somebody has to still say, like, you know, hey,
kids
maybe
don't deserve to get beat. You don't go to school
for that. There's like degrees of ass whoopings, though. There's like, you know, if you do a low degree ass whooping.
Yeah, you're about to get a low degree ass whooping later.
That'll go well in other parent circles. Like, I'm sorry, my kid was out of control today. When I go home, I'm going to give him a low degree ass whooping. I'm not a violent person.
I'm
going
to give him a low to moderate degree ass whooping.
No.
Okay. I never get into the moderate to medium rate. No, I don't know. Never mind. I'm sorry.
She's giving that look.
Don't hit your kids, audience.
There you go.
For real.
For reals.
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight up for reals, audience.
All right, next topic. You fuck. I just want to say this. America's losing nuns. There are less nuns. Okay. Next topic. Hackers suck. Not Anonymous, the political force. I kind of appreciate when Anonymous steps in certain ways. It's more of like the people who try to get like your credit card numbers and do all that. It's such a pain in the ass when you feel like someone's trying to get into your account. And I just want to say, I am not into those people.
Knock it off. Don't hit your kids. Don't try to hack into our accounts. Just fucking be cool.
Yeah. Listen,
no more cyber crime either. It's enough with the cyber crime.
With the goddamn cyber crime, right?
Yeah. All right. Everyone,
you two are going to make me cancel my podcast.
Utilize multi-factor authentication wherever you can. Endpoint detection response tools wherever possible. Encrypt all of your sensitive data when at rest and in transit. All right. Back up everything that's critical to you so you can, you know, switch over to a new hotspot, you know, immediately.
There you go. Next topic. Hairspray.
All right. Hairspray was my topic. This is why. If you can put your hair into a cool position for a second, it will freeze it into that cool position. I think young people have forgotten that because I use hairspray every day and it's fucking changed my whole life, bro.
I like that you explained hairspray. It's like, this is what you do. You like how your hair looks? Spray it and it'll stay like that. Hear me out. It sounds crazy.
Listen, it is. I don't think anyone uses it anymore. That's why. Like, I feel like it's like an old man product / old lady product. Mm. And so that's why I had to like remind, I want to like remind popular culture that like, yo.
What do you use? Like Aquanet or something?
No, I use the expensive hairspray.
Bedhead.
What is that?
The TG Bedhead.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
How does that affect the environment? What's your carbon footprint looking like?
pretty bad, probably. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. But I want people to know, Benny said the other day, you know, hairspray is extremely underrated. And his hair looked awesome that day.
He's got good hair.
And I know why. Because he knows. You know, just if you can get it to look cool for a split second, you spray it at that split second, bang, frozen in time. The whole day. I work out. I go to work, 10 hours slaving, come back, hair's looking good, bro.
You know, when somebody with excellent hair is making full-on unbreaking eye contact and telling you this is how you get good hair, it's hard to argue. Like, I think you're making a really good point, and I'm not sure if it's because of what you said or it's just because I'm looking at your hair and I'm like, that's magnificent. It's perfect hair. Like, it's the last thing to go. Everything else is falling apart, but your hair really.
Yo, because me and Kate cut it today. And so, but then I was just like, I was in the bathroom today and I was spraying it. And I was just like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. Like, do people know about this? So I just wanted to bring it to the podcast. And
I like your appreciation of the little things.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Kate's creepily videotaping us right now. I didn't know.
I'm trying to pretend.
I know. I was.
I wanted to have a clip maybe for anyway.
Sometimes.
That is actually a good plan. Maybe do it again. I won't blow up the spot.
Thanks.
If you do it again.
Thanks, you.
No doubt, baby.
I will say that if my hair's just right and I catch myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh, look at that.
Right.
Like, this is a good hair day.
Right, right. And if you will spend a few minutes fucking with it in the morning and then you're like, wait. You can freeze.
I think people are trying to get rid of hairspray because of the carbon footprint thing.
Really?
So I think you're trying to bring it back.
If people get rid of my hairspray, I'm gonna go into hiding.
People are such hypocrites. You know that? You remember when everybody was up in arms about Nike and the sweatshops? It's like we can't keep utilizing sweatshop labor. And now it's 30 years later. And all of our phones come from sweatshops. Mm-hmm. Like most of our clothes, we're like, I mean, it's not great. But
dude,
what
I'm so glad I can afford a cool phone and afford cool Nike shoes because they're made in sweatshops. I'm not one of the people bitching. I love cheap labor. If there's cheap labor that can make me, who doesn't make very much money, be able to afford the things that I need in expensive hairspray, I'm completely in, bro.
I think it will go away over the next 20, 30 years. And younger generations, they look back and judge through a prism that's totally unfair. And they'd be like, yo, did you guys even know that you were using child labor? And we're going to be like, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think Zoolander kind of said it best when Will Ferrell's character, what was his name in the movie?
Mugatu.
When Mugatu was putting on the video and like, children, you know, little Tommy wants a job and he's allowed to work there. You know what I mean? Like, kids want, does the kid want a job? Kids can get paid there. Here they can't get paid.
Yeah.
I
would like to step in and say I am very against child labor, obviously.
Oh, geez.
I know I'm
Buzz Killington's back.
The Buzz Killington of the podcast.
Against child labor. Who brought this chick?
Kate, we're just trying to have a good time.
Kate, what the fuck, Kate?
I'm switching the next topic from hairspray.
Let's keep moving.
So I heard yesterday you went to a block party and witnessed something.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, I had a great day yesterday. So first we went to Fall Fest, which is a neighborhood thing. It was, they shut down the whole street and they had all kinds of food trucks. It was awesome. And I knew afterwards we were going to a block party. So I'm trying to be dad hot for the day. Like, I'm wearing my polo shirt Brooks sneakers, like total dad hot. And so I asked my wife, as
tight John, because the muscles are popping now. Because the muscles be popping now.
So I said, "Hey, how do I look?" And she said, "You look like you're going to a street fair." I was like, "What the fuck is that supposed to mean?"
You look
like that. I was looking for a compliment, but then I decided, "You look like you're." That's going to be my new response. When I see someone decked out, it's like, hey, what, you look good. Where are you going, a street fair? They're like, actually a wedding. It's like, oh, my bad. You just looked to me like you were headed to a street fair.
I have no fucking idea what someone wears to a street fair. It could be anywhere across the spectrum, bro. Anything that you could choose to wear to a street fair.
She realized as soon as I got defensive, she's like, that didn't come out.
You could wear moccasins and no shirt, or you could wear like a suit. Like it could be anything, dude. So street fair gear.
I had lobster. But
were you looking smoking hot? Were you looking in the mirror and you looking smoking hot?
I thought I looked good. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
You look like you're going to a street fair. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I never ask. I come if I think I'm looking good. I don't want anything to burst that bubble before we walk out the crib.
If I had hair like that, I would never ask. I mean, you're perfect.
If I think I freeze framed it at the right time, I don't ask because I don't want it to be like
You already have the answer
because you can't start over. It's hard as a brick after that.
So, I'm not even hard on you at all about your looks and outfits. It's the other way.
No. Like, you're not hard on me at all.
You remember when I got those really dope metallic Pumas from the thrift store and I sent you and Siege a picture and I was like, coolest shoes ever. And he was like, those are the ugliest fucking things ever. And I still am scared to wear them. I couldn't get rid of them because I really still think they could be cute. But
oh, you still have them, Jones?
Yes.
You have to wear them.
Looks like you snatched them out of Punky Brewster's closet.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you say that like that's so terrible. Yeah. I actually think that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Punky Brewster was
Am I remembering Punky Brewster wrong?
Punky Brewster had a cool, now retro style.
Yeah.
That I think a lot of people are embracing.
Yeah.
You guys might be right. I'm not Captain Style.
No, you're not Captain Style.
You've got good style.
I don't know.
Yeah. So after the...
I'm a straight guy from the suburbs. I don't know that much, but I will point out something that I think, you know, to make fun of, but then I could be wrong.
It's easy to be a cynic.
Yeah. Like I could look like a loser when I do that. I'm not sure, but I do it anyway.
I say stick with your instinct, but Kate, you need to also.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rock them kicks. Well, I'm an art teacher, you know, like I like to sometimes have a little flair. Mm-hmm. I like ruffles on the sleeves. I do some unique stuff and I've definitely tamed it a bit. I was wearing like 10 different patterns at once for a little bit there and my hair was every color. Mm. And I think
definitely looked like you be fucking.
Okay.
That's a compliment, Kate. I actually hadn't been, but
I guess I was putting off other vibes.
Compensating, maybe.
I thought I was just being artistic and expressing myself.
You guys are saying the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like that just means that you'd be fucking like...
No, but if I wasn't. I see a chick like so that, obviously I'm like, you're wrong.
That, you know,
yeah.
She
check out that chick. She's really expressing herself.
You're so rude.
Sorry.
Like usually back in the day, I'm a different person now, but if I saw a chick like that back in the day, so, you know, she has sex the first night.
John, would you like to continue on this block party?
So after this fall festival, I went to a block party, which was, for anybody that has listened to us in the past, you know, I have no idea how to behave at a block party. And I brought my cooler. I am a generous guy. And people can reach in, grab beers. I want them to because, frankly, this wasn't my block. And they invite me, and everyone brings food. It's fantastic. So this kid, who is probably 11 or 12 years old, confidently walks up to my cooler.
This is your cooler?
My cooler. Oh. It has Koppel written on the top in Sharpie. He stares at it and goes, meh. He opens it, and I know that in my cooler is nothing but beer. So he takes out a beer, and I'm like, is anybody going to stop him? I'm just watching this kid. No, as I said, he's 11 or 12, and Siege, I complimented your hair, so I don't want to cheapen that compliment, but this kid had the most boss hair. Like, he was so cool looking. Like, he was just a badass kid. Like, this kid rules. And he casually grabbed a beer. It was a big pint beer. And I was like, all right, and just started walking away. And I was like, holy shit.
He grabbed a pounder. He didn't even just grab a regular beer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And he grabbed a big beer, and I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? Like, I knew that I should have stopped, and we're like, I got to see what comes next. And as he's walking away, he confidently cracked the beer and took a healthy swig, spits it out, and goes, Mom!
I think you committed a crime. I think it's a fi- I didn't know it was yours. I didn't know it was yours. I think you committed a crime and just admitted it. That's not okay.
By the way, now I'm going to implicate someone else. I was watching the whole thing transpire until he was started walking away with the beer in his hand, and I tapped my wife. I was like, Meg, look, this kid grabbed the beer. She was like, what? And she didn't have, in her defense, she only had like 2 seconds before he sipped it and spit it out.
This isn't on Meg. This is on you.
It's on me, and I own it, and I'm not ashamed.
I feel like the cops won't come for you. I feel like you're so well-known and loved in your community.
I am above the
law.
And
you're rich. Oh my God. since you're rich, too, they're definitely not coming for you.
He was like, what do I do? And I was like, go give it to your parents. Don't throw it away. I was like, give the beer to your parents.
You definitely should have stopped him. But
was it an IPA?
I didn't know it was yours.
It was a lager. I was like, listen, it's 4.4%. I mean, let's not make a big deal out of it.
It's an IPA.
Oh, my God.
The kid took a lager out of the goddamn cooler. All right, officer?
All right.
Relax. Relax, O'Leary.
I hope the law leaves you alone.
Sullivan, listen.
Relax, O'Leary. Your kid did the same thing as the last block party.
He didn't spit it out either. Hey. All right.
Okay, next topic is, this was random. This is something we were talking about.
Wait. Because Cobble told us that story about the block party. What I didn't know, I thought you were staring down the block at the kid snatching a beer out of the cooler. I had no idea it was the cooler you brought and is your job to protect. That makes it 10 times more hilarious.
Yeah, dude. I wouldn't have even written it down as a topic.
The beer came from you. Dude, this is why I love you, bro. This is why you're my bro.
I was all of 15 feet away. I was not far. I saw the kid walk over and he's looking into my cooler. And I'm like, I might have a couple of bottles of water in there. But no, he went in. He's like, oh, no, that'll work. Grabbed a beer. I was like, oh, what's he doing?
No, because I want to get into this. Did he know it was a beer? Because he drank it, spit it out.
Yeah, because he thought it was a soda. He turned around apologetic to the world. He's like, I didn't know. Like, he was, and I was like,
that is funny as shit. That makes you so much of a worse person. That poor bastard didn't even want a beer. He just wanted to watch how it unfolds. If he actually wanted the beer and like wanted to do some experimenting, that makes you a little bit better of a person. But like that poor young innocent child was looking for a soda. He grabbed an IPA. No, a lager.
Listen, I wasn't cheering it on, but I was kind of dumbstruck and I needed to see what was going to happen. Yeah. Now, if he leaned it back and just enjoyed it, I wouldn't have let him continue. I'm stand by it. I'm not going to let some kid walk around and get drunk off of a beer in my cooler without getting paid at all.
So, like, you didn't actually have that much time to think about this. Like, this happened a lot quicker than I'm thinking.
No, it happened within 5 seconds.
CG can be your lawyer if the.
Oh, okay. Got you. Got you.
He looked in, grabbed a beer, turned around, cocked. I'm like, what is this kid who looks fucking awesome? He's easily the coolest kid there.
This kid is cool as fuck. Yeah, I gotta watch what happened.
I never looked that cool. I'm not gonna stop
a kid who looks that cool.
Yeah, this kid. I get that. Tell me that he'll put me right in my place.
If there are cool ass looking kids in the mall, like, I move out of their way. A cool ass looking kid, dude.
Let him drink it. It happened so fast. I tapped Meg. Listen, my wife is a responsive. She's a saint.
No, she definitely wouldn't have
let it happen. Yeah. So I didn't tap her to be like, check it out, this kid's going
to
drink.
You tapped her to be like, what do we do?
Like, are you seeing this type of thing?
Right. You thought a theft was going on in front of your eyes, kind of like a really confident, maybe, theft.
Right.
Because this is the thing, because I was like, the way you tell the story, you slow it down. Like, I love the way that you tell stories. Like, you slow it down to frame by frame, it makes it fucking amazing. So, but then it makes me think in my head, you had fucking 20 minutes to think about this. And you're like, yes, dude, I'm going to watch this kid drink a beer. But like, it was a flash of time.
It happened really fast.
Got you.
Furlong in Terminator 2. Like, just cool hair and just like, this is a kid that's an outlaw. He's going to get on a dirt bike in a second.
Got you.
I don't even know what to say to him.
Instead, he was just trying to steal one of your sodas.
He wanted to steal stealing. Which, honestly, No, listen. It's a block party.
In a rich neighborhood, in a rich ass couple's neighborhood. It's so, like, that kid gets sodas whenever he fucking wants them.
It's true, dude. He's fucking Cocoa
Puffs for breakfast. Okay. He has whatever he wants in his refrigerator. All right,
we live well.
Can I move on to the? We next live well topic in that neighborhood, now, everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are. So everyone thinks like. Well, maybe not everyone, but a lot of dudes think they should have like a huge penis. You know what I mean? And it's not cool.
Sorry, go on.
Let me explain where I'm headed.
No, yeah, this is good stuff.
Because like there, well, CG said one time, didn't you like see like a dude who had like a huge.
This one picture that like scarred me, like somebody showed me a picture of it when I was like young, I don't know, 14, 15. It was a picture of a guy wearing shorts and then it was his boner down the side of the shorts and then the penis tip was just sticking down at the bottom of the shorts and they were knee shorts, like they were down to the knee shorts. Wow. So it was like. The boner, and then you see the naked head sticking out of the bottom of the shorts. It's so disturbing, but it's burned into my brain forever.
Do we think that it was actually his penis, or whether this guy was a prankster and might have been packing a dildo or something? I'm not even joking. There was a guy in my college who like did that a couple of times, and it was always hilarious.
I mean, it was a serious penis tip. Like you know what a penis tip looks like. It's hard to fake that it's a dildo and not a real fleshy penis tip.
Okay, well.
That penis meant business.
So we were just saying, like, well, sometimes too big is crazy because I have seen videos of, like, big-ass penis dudes, like, emotional because, like, they can't find a girl who can, like, actually have sex with them. And I just wanted to bring up that topic. I was being funnier about it in the car.
No. What Kate was saying in the car is, like, if you have a man like that for a while, like you better be committed because like your vagina is not going to be cool for any other man after that. Like whoever else next is going to be swimming in it.
Probably. I mean, vaginas can come back, but if you're fucking a dude with a huge dick for like years and years, like, yeah.
And then the girl's new man.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got a small dick. He's like, you got a huge vagina. Fuck you. You know, we're talking about that. Just like what happens, the repercussions of a giant dick just in society, at large.
And it's really a topic that doesn't get enough attention. And people think it's a joke. But, like what we're out here. And I think that it's. You know, we need sympathy.
Like, it's like, yeah, Siege and John are really cool with their huge dicks, but nobody knows that it can be a negative. It can have negative circumstances.
Honestly, I struggled for years. And then people will tell their friends, and it's like, guys, it's not funny. This is part of my anatomy. And to you, it might be a joke, but to me, this is my huge... This is the hatchet that I need to walk around with. And people are scared. And I'm not a freak. I'm just a man.
But Kate was putting it in terms to me because we were talking, you know, we talk about stuff like just huge dick dudes. When we're like driving around doing errands and stuff. And then, you know, she starts bringing up like, you know, the chick, like her vag is going to be pulverized. Like if she's with this dude over and over and over.
You bring this up doing errands, like you're walking around Target. Like, oh, dude, you walk around with a dick that's too big.
No, most definitely. I'm just
imagining the woman behind you earmuffing her kids. Like, jeez.
We do. We notice if there's kids around, but adults, we just keep going. Nice. Adults, cashiers.
Yeah.
People who work there, whether they're kids or not. If it's staff, it's fine.
This is what they're paid for. Like and staff. Honestly, like and you know, should help us if you have right any now. Thoughts. Customer service.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like you're getting paid to be here right now.
Like well, there are some girls who just like love big dicks, so they can maybe go from one big one to the next, maybe. But like
it makes me wonder if I've ever been with a big vagina girl.
Let's not go into that as a discussion. I just feel like it's there, not like very...
they're big dick dudes, so are there huge vagina girls?
There's a lot of variety out there. Yeah, everyone's
I wouldn't know.
Like basically, I felt like we were trying to take her out. I'm sorry, and CJ let it basically
like no. So but like huge vaginas.
Yeah,
like
Siege, no. Can we please?
This is why I wonder because maybe like she doesn't tell you, but you're only going halfway. Like, but she doesn't tell you. You don't know that you're only going halfway. You think you're deep, you know, you think you're doing a great job. But then little known to you, am I saying that right?
Perfect.
But, you know, and then, but she knows that you're only going halfway. She still has a whole extra shaft of
room. Oh, my God. I don't think it works exactly like that. But I think it kind of does. And...
By the way, I like that I just interrupted you. Let me tell you how the vagina works, Kate. Sorry.
Go on, John.
It has to kind of work like that. I'm explaining male nightmare to you of like, oh, I'm not fulfilling her. That men Siege have been living with. Exactly. Not gigantic penis.
Listen. If, you know, if it can take a 15-incher and mine's only 11... There, you know, there's got to be some extra space.
All right, what else you got?
Next topic.
Thanks, guys. Okay. So you sent us a meme, John. This was like a while ago. It's old terms for sex. So I just want to read it because it's pretty crazy and weird. Okay.
It's like Gillywinkles. I forget exactly
I'm gonna read them. Fadoodling, horizontal refreshment, shot twixt wind and water, play at couch quail.
Yes.
Join giblets.
Is it join giblets?
Oh, giblets. It's G.
It's I think it's giblets.
Is it giblets?
What is, I don't know what it is. What is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Have your corn ground.
Oh, this bitch about to have a corn ground.
And ride a dragon upon St. George were all slang terms for sex in the 16th through 19th centuries.
In where? Britain? Where?
I think.
Ride a dragon sent it, down on St. George?
Ride a dragon upon St. George.
Upon. Have your corn mashed?
Corn ground.
Have your corn. You know what I think?
I like joining giblets.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
I think that back then, people would write each other letters, right? And lovers would be estranged for some reason. And it was probably just a couple with a really good sense of humor. And now historians are taking it seriously. Like, it was some guys like, I hope you're ready to get your corn ground. We're like, actually, back then they would call sex having your corn ground. Like, and it wasn't.
Last evening I joined giblets with Nancy. You know, yeah, I don't know if it was.
But like, what I'm saying is we also don't know if that's, like, I didn't Google that to see if that's accurate at all. Someone could make
a
meme.
It came from a meme. It's true. What are you talking about? The meme did the work for you.
Yeah, relax, Kate.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I apologize.
I hope that history looks back on my old texts to decide what, you know, the phrases were. Because yeah. I'll just start coming up with shit like, I'm going to pump that gas later and stomping them grapes, baby. Like, it ain't real. I don't know. Do you think that they're real?
I don't know. What do I say to you? I say, I'm about to slurp the shit out of that.
I'm about to slurp them Welches.
No, I don't.
No, she don't.
I was like, all right, I see what that is. She's like,
I'm trying to
bread that chicken. That doesn't make sense.
That's so gross. I'm
trying to slurp that Go-Gurt.
Okay. That's really horrible.
Have a good day at work. I want to slurp that Go-Gurt first.
I'm about to slurp that Go-Gurt when you get home.
Ew.
Dude, it's not. I didn't make it up. It's the times.
Yeah, that was early 20th century. That's what they called it. Read
Go-Gurt,
a book.
Can we talk about Go-Gurt for a second? It's yogurt that you just squeeze into your mouth. It's fucking disgusting.
It's yogurt
it's
on the
convenient
go.
Who for little kids?
Who put yogurt in a tube so you just slurp it into your mouth?
I think it's genius.
It is.
It's it's really disgusting because you say slurp it into your mouth. I give it to my kids and now I'm going to be like, you're going to slurp it into your mouth?
No, don't say
Uncle
that.
Uncle Siege called it
no,
that.
Ew, no, no.
I'm sorry I ruined Go-Gurt for you, but it's really crude invention.
No,
it
I
really
think
is.
It's good for kids.
Dude, it's a lot like a smoothie on the go.
It's barbaric. It's barbaric.
No, it's not.
This is what they used to do in the 15th century.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
They used to slurp the yogurt instead of using a spoon. And then they brought it back in the 20th century, called it fucking Go-Gurt.
I got your breakfast right here, kid.
Here you go. Go-gurt. It's on the go, yogurt. You just fucking slurp it.
You know what that means? You get the fuck out of my face and you slurp it down.
No, I didn't make eggs, you little shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're moving on to the next topic.
You got a packet of Go-Gurt for breakfast.
We're moving on to the next topic. There is a new...
I make French toast. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I make my kids pancakes like every morning, and then I found out that one of my kids
goes to school.
Like from like fresh pancakes. And then one of my kids goes to school and just buys breakfast after that. And
after the pancakes.
After the pancakes, buys lunch, and then has been buying ice cream. Too. I'm like, what are you doing? And she just laughed. She's like,
you got high metabolism, man.
Good.
I know. She's buzzing around.
You cook your children pancakes every morning?
The mornings that I stay home. So like 2 days a week. I don't do that before I run off to work. But yeah.
You're the best dad in the world. Oh, until I get the diabetes from the syrup. But for now, best dad in the world.
Oh. All right, I think I'll take it.
Dad, I think I got the diabetes from the pancakes and Go-Gurt.
Okay. Next topic.
You can't prove how you got diabetes. It happens. Sorry. Go ahead, baby.
There's a new trailer for the live-action Little Mermaid. Mm. So they made it from a cartoon to actual people that you see. I'm sure there's a lot of cartoon in it. You know how they kind of combine that now? But Ariel is in this new one is black, and there are some racists that are flipping out. And, I mean, I think they're dumb.
Yeah, I think racism is unconscionable, and I don't want to make light of it because it's fucked up, and it's in... You know, representation is so important, especially for young people of color. So for racists to chime in and try to make a big deal about it is just terrible. But it is kind of funny that there are adults. Like, racism is so stupid. That part I appreciate. I'm like, Ariel's supposed to be white. Don't they understand that? And that people are actually having little fits on their keyboards about this.
Yeah. Well, a lot of archetypes, especially in all these movies and just like mythology, like you can change even like Jesus. People get all crazy about what Jesus looked like, what color. And it's like you can have different representations of that character.
Yeah,
and that
these
archetype.
Are fictional characters. So just chill. It's fine.
Yeah. You know, some people get so attached to one and it's like not like it's OK.
My Jesus is Hispanic.
OK. Yeah. Make your Jesus whatever you want.
Wasn't he Mediterranean?
I just want him to say Feliz Navidad. Basically, that's what I do, people.
My Jesus is a young black mermaid.
I feel like that was so racist.
Why?
That's like opposite.
You're racist.
That's opposite.
It's actually
of racist.
The opposite of
your
racist.
Jesus.
I get confused.
You would never pray to a young black girl mermaid. That's interesting.
I get confused when someone says something that's the complete opposite of racism. Like my whole mind gets brought around. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, Siege just had a stroke.
I went all strokey on him.
Oh my God.
Like, Siege, your face looks a little droopy.
I saw some comment where somebody tried to take their racism seriously. Like, I don't have a problem with anybody being black, but just it doesn't make sense because nobody would have that type of pigmentation if they lived deep under a sea. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. We're talking about a mermaid, man.
Yeah, they don't know what mermaid pigmentation's like.
No, but yeah, people want to defend why they're upset. How many of these people that are complaining are just trolling anyway?
This is what
they're really upset about other shit, and they're like, I'm upset about the Little Mermaid, and like there's something else going on deeper in their life
that they can't handle. This is kind of what I think.
Oh gosh.
You know, if you if you remake Mulan, like I think it should probably be a Chinese chick. Or whatever Mulan is.
The Little Mermaid is different than Mulan.
The problem is that for the overwhelming majority of like Disney's run, there was no representation.
It was only white. But, okay, so yeah, I got
it's
you,
time
I got
to
you.
Incorporate. Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's a good call. That's a good
black
call.
People for white people, because like right. black people finally getting their chance to like see themselves.
Right,
it's not
right.
the same.
Yeah. No, yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Yeah, because yeah. I definitely because it would throw me a little bit. My little brother used to watch The Little Mermaid every day for like 3 years, from like age 1 to 4, whatever. But I'm older. Aww. I'm 7 years older, and so I have to see that shit over and over.
One of the best. Seriously.
Great movie.
Right.
I don't want to say shit. Like I said it, but also so like
look at this when they isn't it neat? Okay, sorry. I love
Wouldn't
Little Mermaid.
You think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a girl? A girl who has
everything.
I have gadgets and oozits or something. Anyway. Anyway. I've got
gadgets and gizmos galore. Something like that.
You want thingamabobs?
I got 20.
20.
but who cares?
No big deal.
I want more. God damn, that was beautiful.
Wow.
I wonder if, is King Triton black? I assume that.
I don't know. I think it's probably mixed race.
He's there for that. He fucked a black chick. I'm sorry, America. I don't know what came over me, but King Triton's probably white. That's all I'm saying.
We don't know.
No, we don't know yet.
Don't
we
even comment.
I feel like King Triton should be Idris Elba.
Oh, I'm into that.
And then, you know, the wife is when Stella got her groove back.
Yo, if Idris Elba was as pissed off as King Triton was, that whole movie, he's furious. I'd be terrified. I don't want to piss off Idris Elba like that.
No, dude, he's a badass.
Yeah. Let's be honest, King Triton did have a point. Like, if you were the king of the entire sea and your daughter wanted to have like relations with an interspecies, like that's embarrassing,
dude. Your daughter, dude.
Yeah, like control
that.
Yourself. There's
reverse
plenty
that.
Of mermaids.
Reverse,
Javier
reverse
Bardem
that,
is King Triton. Javier Bardem.
Wow.
Oh, dude, they made a fucking Hispanic King Triton.
Melissa McCarthy is Ursula.
Perfect.
I don't know who Prince that. Eric is. It's Jonah Howard King. Never heard
is
of
he
him.
Is he hot?
I'm sure he's smoke show.
Smoking hot.
He looks young, but anyway. Just
no,
sorry.
No.
Is he
homo.
Jewish?
I don't know.
Oh my smoking God, hot Jewish very, male.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting on to the next
topic.
No.
Hold on.
Because we have a bunch.
This is important, Kate.
I mean, I do feel
like something's coming. I'm going to have to edit out, but go for it. I'm marking the time.
Get your delete buttons ready.
Yeah.
I guess we're done. We're done.
Let's move on to the next topic. Vapes versus cigarettes.
Okay. The doctor the other day, I was at the doctor because I just got new benefits. And so when you get new benefits, you just have to go to the doctor because you get like a free visit once a year or whatever.
Yeah.
And if I didn't take it right away, that would be just stupid. I'd be a stupid man. Okay. So I went to the doctor and the doctor asked if I smoked. And I said, I vape 2 or 3 times a day. I said, I quit smoking to start vaping, and the doctor said, you know, it's the same thing. It can kill you either way. And I was like, oh, shit, this just got real scary real quick.
But isn't the whole point about avoiding the tar from the
Is that filters? What it does?
I think that's the point.
Because all I did was at work, they decided you can't smoke in the trucks anymore. So I got vapes. And started vaping in the truck. But I did notice I felt a lot healthier. I didn't have a cough anymore. And I didn't even like want it as much. Like I switched to vapes and I didn't want it as much. So I'm here to tell America vapes are safe for you. They're actually good Ooh. For your health.
Okay.
Much better than all right, wait.
No,
the
I'm
other
on board.
Thing,
let's do it. Let's
the,
gonna,
the, no, 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 no.
Don't
let's talk about
it.
The real thing.
I'm
the real
be
thing
a pussy
that I hate
here and say next topic, please. Please.
No. There's something else I want to talk about real quick that actually pisses me off a little more. The cigarettes. You know how they used to say like light or ultralight, and then they made that illegal for them to tell you like exactly how harsh this cigarette's going to be. I want to know how fucking harsh the cigarette's going to be.
Why did they make it illegal? Did they feel like it encouraged?
No, they were like it's going to kill you either way. If you think it's like diet and it's better for you than the other ones, it's not. But it is a little bit. You die a little bit more slowly. You know, you approach death a little bit more slowly.
Right? I'm not going to argue against the anti-smoking effort because, man, they won. They won that fight. Like, they clearly did it right. I'm glad that they did it, man. People don't smoke like they used to.
And no, very true. Very true. And I'm happy about that, too. But I do think consumers should know. No. What I don't like is the extremes. What I don't like is that they're like, you know, no, cigarettes are bad. So you can't tell them that this one has less tobacco than the other cigarette or less nicotine or whatever, because they're all bad. But like, that's just withholding information. Like if
somebody, people try to interpret nuance on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aziz just sneezed into his shirt and got snot all over himself. I like that I'm taking this guy so seriously as we're talking about. You know, you need to give people credit. People are smart. Excuse me, I need to blow my nose into my own shirt.
Oh my gosh. It was just funny timing. All right, CG, you're going to miss the start of this next topic because you snotted on yourself.
Go clean yourself up, CG.
A Taiwan nursing home is under fire for hiring a stripper. And there was a video of it on TikTok. And I have to say, I was making jokes on stage about one day becoming that because it's the easiest job in the world.
What, a Taiwanese stripper?
No, just a stripper in nursing homes. And then when I saw like a video of actually a stripper in a nursing home, it was so disturbing to me.
Oh, Kate. You texted me this, that this is going to be one of the topics. A lot of them I was blindsided. That's why I was terrible. But you texted me that that was a topic. I thought that this was a former stripper that is now working in a nursing home. She was hired to strip?
Yes.
Yo, that's wild.
Yeah. So you see video of it and it's like a young, flexible one. She does like the open legs and like even like the female workers at the nursing home are
they
like,
watch?
Woo! Because it looked like, dude, they just wanted to be entertained, but I just don't think...
To raise morale in a place where people are, like, dying? Ding, I don't ding, know, ding. Dude.
Siege, you know what? You wiped off the snot and you came back a smarter man.
Listen,
I'm totally...
I have never, before that just then, 5 minutes ago, sneezed snot onto my shoulder... onto my sleeve. You're supposed to sneeze into your sleeve, and I did it right. I did it how the doctors tell you to do it, and then, but like, it went wrong. It went wrong. Dude, we got some pollen or dander in this house or something, baby. All right,
you're gonna be in a nursing home being taken care of before we know it. But I think you're right because
it feels good now because my nose was stuffy before that. And now it feels clear. Now it feels mad clear.
I think strippers, in nursing homes. I mean, I'm not going to say like people can't, like they're their own people. I do get why they're in trouble, because maybe some people, like, they bring their parents there and then they go for like entertainment night, and maybe some of them were shocked, like, or something.
It's weird because we think of old people as if they're like children. Old people see more than we've seen.
Damn right.
Old people have seen double what we've seen. Like, they're not children.
And they need a boost. I have a sincere question.
Yeah,
sincere,
I guess, question. Like, if who the people is, want it there.
Who's better at patronizing pathetic people than strippers? Who is going to do a better job of, like, you're pathetic, but I'm going to make you feel like you're special than a stripper? It's actually a perfect hire for an old age home because these people are useless. I'm joking. No. I'm just saying they could use a boost, and, you know, you get a attractive young lady. Hey, big boy. Oh my gosh, you're funny. Like, that's really good.
Right.
Well,
I could do stripper impression for the rest. What's your name? You're handsome. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Now,
is that snot on your shoulder? You made me feel...
I can't believe you guys just witnessed that. That was a low point. That was one of the low points in my life. I feel like it's allergy season right now, folks. All right, because there was definitely something going on there.
Well, this next topic. Do you have allergies?
Something that's so otherworldly. Fun about you too.
I mean,
oh my God, you have allergies? Me too.
That's hot.
We should like talk.
What was that commercial we saw the other day, baby? What was that?
Oh, this it was
like lining up.
It was like, do you suffer from glaucomalacus?
They're like, I do suffer from glaucomalacus. And they're like, now it's your time to be free.
What is that?
Talk to your doctor.
We're like, what the fuck is that?
It was
what?
The funniest name.
Who's watching this? Who's like, fuck yeah.
It's about time.
He's like, god damn.
There are some people who suffer from glaucomalacus. I just said mycotitis. I didn't mean to say that.
That's the thing we've got the enormous cock, right?
Yeah.
I've been suffering that since.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Early teens.
Oh my god. So, this next topic's not going to ever happen again after I watch CG snot on his arm, but I've been talking dirty. Well, trying to, because I discovered if I do my joking.
I can't fucking believe that happened.
No, I don't
care. That was definitely a low point.
No.
I'm going to have to go to a support group for that.
So it's just funny because shit like that really rarely happens.
I saw it happen. I saw the snot fly onto his shirt. I was like, ugh. This is the guy I've been agreeing with for the past 45 minutes. Maybe I should have been on Kate's side this whole time.
See? The universe gives you clues.
Jeez.
Oh, you're rude.
I'm sorry.
You're going to make fun of my laugh after you snotted on yourself, snot boy.
I have to get it back somehow. I have to get my prize back somehow. That's the only way I can think of.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I've been working on my dirty talk and it's not smooth at all. Like, I just say things that are just like too matter of fact. Like, it's a skill to dirty talk or like sweet talk, and I don't have the vocab yet. So I'm
the
working on my
good.
Sexy voice. I just
Let's
have to learn.
Let's
just
work on it together.
What when you hit on me, it feels like a gay man's hitting on me. Like, it feels like things a gay man would say.
It's not a bad
say.
Thing. Listeners.
He's like, how did you get your glutes like that? Like, those are... Like, I feel like it's not a chick. Like, I'm like, yo, this is feels weird.
I mean, I'm not into it.
But then also, she does her sex voice. If she does the sex voice, which she only uses it to make fun of porn
yeah,
stars.
Yeah, you want it? You like that?
But then it turns me on so much when yeah, she's making odd. Fun of. Exactly. When she's making fun of porn stars and she's trying to make a joke. And then, like,
because
I
was making
up.
Jokes doing that voice. And then I noticed
a look,
it's real.
I looked at her with a lot of respect. And she was like, he doesn't usually look
so,
like this.
So I'm, I've got the voice, but I don't have the
What's
vocab.
That about? That's respect.
Oh, my God. So mean.
What is that look? I've never seen that before.
Okay.
That is,
I hope you respect me.
Respect.
Okay.
That's, yeah. Okay. There is a lot of respect in this room. I can sense it.
I can feel it.
I want to hear more of that dirty talk. Just for when I listen to the
I
podcast.
I just don't know. I won't do the voice again.
No, do the voice.
But
just for so the audience can hear it.
All right, guys, pull over.
I did it once.
The voice is coming.
What I'm saying is that you then have to actually know like what to say that's smooth, and I don't have those skills, and I guess... I'll work on it.
You're thinking you have to flirt with like your mate. You that part's done. That's over. You flirt with someone who's not your mate yet.
So give me an example of what to say that would sound sexy. Like if you were a woman. If you were a woman.
If I was a woman.
Nothing less sexy than repeatedly calling her a mate. But you're my mate.
What do you mean? We're mated already. Are you kidding me?
Nothing to get some
It's like Avatar. We're mated for life already before AWA.
Beautiful.
So wait, if I was a woman, what is the question?
Like, how would you dirty talk a dude? Like, what would one say?
Whoa.
I'm like, you look like you have a soft cock that could turn hard.
How'd you know?
I never practiced this before. I'm trying.
How have you never thought of what you would say if you were a woman?
This is my first time.
John, what would you say to a man if you were a woman trying to like sex talk?
No. I might say no. You got to be subtle. Like if I was a woman, that's what
he said.
Dude,
he said you have to be subtle. Like it's not just like you want to drop that schlong over here or something.
You
want to
drop that schlong over here?
That's intimidating.
No, because that's
if a girl tells me to drop that schlong, I'd be like, I think it's gonna be
a little less than dropping that schlong. So let's wind this back a few miles per hour because.
Forgive me, my schlong doesn't drop.
It doesn't drop. Kind of rolls out there. No. But I guess if I was a woman, no, I'd be more subtle about it. If there was a dude at the gym who was hot or something, I'd be like, "Where do you get the shirts? Like they fit so good." I'd kind of stroke his ego
if
on
you're
like
a girl.
If I'm a chick,
where'd you get the shirts?
No. If I'm a chick, I'm asking the dude. Like he's picking the right shirts. Like he, you know it. So that it's not saying his body looks amazing, even though that's what it means. They're saying, you know, your fashion sense is great. Mm. You know, they admire the shirts, but they know behind that dude knows behind the scenes. Oh, you're saying my body looks good.
Right.
That's how I would drop it if I was a smoking hot slam piece girl.
Yo, your nips look great in that shirt.
Siege, I'm not gonna echo that compliment.
I was raising a compliment to help.
Siege, your nips like, look fine.
And be like,
I'm not aroused by the nips. I'm just saying.
I feel like it's a disease if your nipples poke through every shirt. Like I feel like that's might be a sickness.
No,
my nips can get aggressive sometimes. I'm like, guys, this
dude. That's why we fucking rocked with each other back then. We both walk around and not have to be embarrassed that both our nipples showed. Like it's like his dude too, dude. Like this is how we roll.
It's fine.
We're jacked. We lift.
Fucking
we lift
freezing
weights.
Down. Here.
Your nipples are great.
Fucking yeah, nipples rocking through the shirt. Both of us though.
Do it.
It's not just me.
Now, next topic. John, your kids are watching Full House, and I want to hear your thoughts on if you think it's good or not.
It is
Fuller House?
No, Full House. Fuller House sucks ass.
They're watching the old Full House.
Oh, the old Full
House.
They're
mesmerized by it. They love it, and I'll be honest, it really captures you. It's really stupid, but, you know, I think what gets me every time is that all of the actors are wildly overqualified. They're really good. Mm. Bob Saget's great. Stamos, like, should have been, like, a way bigger comedic actor. He's funny on top of being, like, the hottest dude ever.
Hot. He's, like, hot at 60.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, he's hot as fuck.
Laura Loughlin, she was great. And what's Uncle Joey? What's his
name? Oh, Lori Loughlin was hot as fuck. I was popping 7-year-old boners watching Full House.
All right, take it easy.
Ew.
I mean, no. There was this one magic. There was one where somebody had to do a magic show, and Lori Loughlin was, like, in this bunny suit or something. And I was like, I was young, but I was like, I like women. Oh like, that's what it made me say.
Yeah, I do like
it's
this.
It's Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
And Alanis Morissette wrote that song about him.
So that's
would she go down on you in a theater?
He's like, no, that's why I'm with her now. Oh my God. She's a lot less of a slut.
Oh my God.
I can bring her around my parents.
Oh my God.
Actually, I apparently figured out that the song
No, Alanis is the shit. Hey, real quick, America.
That song rules.
I was not dissing Alanis at all. She's the shit.
Yeah.
I just think that's funny that she said that line.
But he's great. Everyone in the show's great. The show is not good, but I just, you know.
No, this is the thing. Like,
the cast is
when I think
Stephanie sucks. Let's be honest.
Oh, Steph sucks.
She sucks. She's the weak link of the show.
Dude.
Even the Olsen twins when they were babies were better
cute.
Than her. And Candace Cameron was pretty
Steph
good.
Steph was cute?
No.
Steph had no good parts written for her. They refused
okay,
you're to write
both bullying
They refused
right
to write a good Steph story the whole show because they were just like, no, Steph sucks.
She couldn't even get a catchphrase to catch on.
Oh my gosh.
I
we're
think she had
on.
Pin a rose
we're
on your nose
we're
and
not
America
shitting
was
on
like,
Steph.
Fuck that.
They're like, fuck you, Steph.
No.
Yo, hold on. Because
I didn't
do
think she was bad in the show.
Listen, Full House, Did I watch 1,000 episodes? Yeah. When I think back on it now, I don't know why I did. I was young as shit. Like, nothing about that show I think would appeal to me now. I don't know why I watched it, but it must have been pretty good if I watched 1,000 episodes of Full House.
You're totally right. You would, like, having it on in my house a lot of the time, I would never put it on my own, but I get pulled in, and it's like, because these guys, they're all awesome. Like, Bob Saget's funny as hell. Dave Cooley is funny.
It wasn't a mistake. Like, they had some magic back then.
They had some
magic. See, this is funny because you're making me want to look at it again and see through my 2022 eyes, like, what it was.
It's competing with the other dog shit shows that my kids watch where all of the adults suck. I'm like, these adults have charm. They've got something extra, and there's a reason that we all know their names when they haven't done anything that relevant in over in 30 years.
I feel like no one actually knows Dave Coulier's name besides us.
I mean, I didn't even know it. I kept forgetting.
No, I did. They always showed it in the credits, and I was like, that's Dave Coulier. He's the funny one.
He's funny as hell.
He's great. Okay.
I didn't know that Bob Saget was an extremely dirty comedian until after the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which was, like, great to see. Yeah, made it hit extra.
Yeah, I think they hit it for a bit while he was attached to that show.
Yeah, that and America's Funniest Home Videos. Oh, right. Man, that dude was, he was making bank.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, so was he doing both at the same time?
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Wow.
Good run.
Last topic. Brett Favre was behind a scheme to steal welfare recipient money to himself and build a 4 million volleyball court at his old school.
Yeah.
So, and then John reminded me.
It was like the poorest or one of the poorest states in the country, and he's behind this scheme. And apparently he knew it because he was texting with the former governor who was also behind it. Because he also, on top of that, to build this volleyball court because his daughter was playing for the volleyball team, he got $1 million for, like, doing radio spots and appearances, which he didn't even show up at most of them. And he's like, is anyone going to be able to tie me to this somehow? It's like, yeah, maybe from your text that you're sending.
That's crazy. Well, you reminded me that he sent an unsolicited, unimpressive, soft penis pic. Did you know this, CG?
He sent a soft penis pic?
This was...
He invented the soft penis pic before I did?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You got to listen
a masseuse.
To it. She was like the teen masseuse.
And he sent.
A teen? Teenager?
Team.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like back when teams. He was playing. Yeah, not.
Oh, one of the team masseuses. Not a teenage masseuse.
One of the team.
That's
T-E-A-M.
Better.
T-E-A-M.
Yes. Sent a unsolicited, unimpressive, soft penis pic. And she's like, I'm not so interested in this, but you know who might be? The world.
The police. The FBI.
I have the confidence as someone that possesses an unimpressive soft penis, like a mediocre penis, to just be like, I bet that masseuse wants to see this.
Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's and penis.
So you weren't too surprised to hear of his scheme because you already knew this story.
If I was reporting the story, like, my picture of Brett Favre would just be a soft penis. You remember this asshole?
Dude, no. I think that is awesome that he was confident enough to send a soft penis pic to that girl. That is fucking amazing.
Well,
soft penis is the most vulnerable a man can be.
Yeah.
Okay, we talk about this every time.
Yeah, dude, like soft penis, just if you're walking around with your soft penis, like, it's so vulnerable. You're such in a vulnerable state. You really have to love anyone who's around you to do that. So for him to send that pic, I mean, that's, to me, that's a boss move.
One of your great innovations.
Not when she, like, tells the whole world. You go from, like, not boss. You go to, like, not boss real quick when...
No, definitely.
She had the upper hand after she sent the picture out to everyone. I think she took control of the situation.
No,
well.
I mean, definitely, if you do a risky move like that, there can be dire consequences. But to be boss enough to try risky moves like that... Like,
I don't know, when you're married and...
He was married?
Yeah, and he's like the most famous football player in the world.
Oh,
it's
I
like,
didn't know he
hey,
was
lady
married.
Who asked to massage me, here's my soft penis. He's an asshole.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
No, he was wasted. Maybe. He had to be wasted and drunk texted it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's possible.
He was like, it would have been hard if I wasn't so wasted right now. That's what happened, dude. He drank too much.
See, you brought up that a soft penis is the equivalent of a thumbs down. Like, you know what I think of that? I can't take credit. That was you. And that made me think maybe he said a soft penis to be like, you know what I think your massage earlier?
Maybe.
Maybe she
sent a titty pic, and then he sent back a soft penis.
No, that's not what happened. Tell her
how good the titty pic was.
That's not what happened. That was not good. Because that would have been.
He was like, I've seen a lot of great titties, and that was
my primary care physician is female, and my first time that I went to see her. She's like running down, do you want this tested, this? And everything was, yeah, yeah, yeah. So whatever it is, I don't know if it was hernia, whatever it was. Next thing I know, it happened so fast, my pants were down and my soft penis was out. And I wasn't ready. That I didn't know that was the test.
You didn't fluff it yet.
I didn't fluff it. And as I've covered
before, I would have definitely fluffed it. Like as I was taking my pants down, I would have shook it.
I didn't take it down. She was like, oh, do you need to have this checked? I was like, sure. And she's like, yoink. And all of a sudden my soft penis was like, ah! And you never know what you're going to get with soft penis. I was like, oh, exactly. My breath. And I looked down, I'm like, okay, it's respectable. Like, right, I didn't know if it was going to be like a good day or not. I was okay, I don't need to change my
on a bad
now.
Day, you don't want anyone to see. Doctors
should be able to pull a patient's pants down. That's very.
I They're think doctors.
To her, I signed off because I said, yeah. And she's like,
said, hell yeah. Why are you at the doctor's like, hell yeah, I want every test you can give? Because you just said that, obviously you want every test they can possibly give you.
At the time, I don't think I'd been to the doctor in 2-3 years.
Got you. You just got new benefits. You had to exercise the new benefits. It was your one free visit.
And you were like, do everything you will do. Yeah.
You're like, do everything you will do because the next visit's going to cost me $20 copay.
All right. Well, thank you both for doing this podcast.
Hey, Kate, you're welcome.
Don't send
Thanks for having me.
Unsolicited penis pictures ever.
We learned a lot. Only Should we solicited. Run down all of it?
No.
Okay.
And if a stripper wants to go to a nursing home and the nursing home wants the stripper, you can't stop it.
I think it's wonderful.
I'm not saying that's my shit, but let people decide what they want. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't send them to a school, but a nursing home.
These are yes. old
people. See how it goes at the nursing home first, and then we'll
and
figure
then
out where else to send.
You figure out the school stuff.
Yeah. But this is, at this point, it's too early to just send them to a school. We'll see how the nursing thing goes.
We're gonna. That's the, there's a progression. All right. To shit like this.
I regret running through the things, because
baby,
we're just trying to make sense of it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Koppel, would you like to say where they can find you? You obviously.
I love my boy Koppel when he comes over to podcast with
Check
us.
Check out his He's podcast. So Peaks podcast.
Check out Peaks. Invite me to a block party. I bring coolers full of beer.
Your kids might drink some of his beers. Your kids might drink some of his beers.
I bring tomato pie.
He doesn't watch the cooler very closely. And sometimes he leaves edibles in it.
That I do not.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He eats all those.
There's a time for joking.
He eats all those before the party.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks,
Bye.
Y'all. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.